We have a lot of people in social homes, council tenants, who are living in badly, badly defective homes. And they haven't heard nothing from the council in months, possibly years in some cases. I know a woman who's waiting in the council to call 2.5 years, 1980. The council come to paint the house, they couldn't paint it because it was that badly defective. This woman's still waiting on the council to come in. And I know the council is under extreme pressure in their departments and stuff. But I'm asking those, for them to notify their tenants, to give them a heads up on what's happening and the remediation of the social houses. Not a big ask, they asked for them to contact their tenants. They believe they have around 1,800 tenants here in Donegal, and the vast majority of them social houses is here in the Letterkenny MD. So it shouldn't be a big task for them to contact them. And I'm asking for them to see the extent of. I've also asked the council today how many houses have been tested on their own social stock. And in response, I think I've got back on the question is 103 have been tested and they're still waiting for 30 results. You know, there's a lot more in it. And we met the minister yesterday, and according to the minister, I was hoping yesterday it was going to come in news, at least for social housing. That didn't come. So I'm hoping that that's not going to be too long away before that does come.
And the reality is there's people that are just waiting for a text, they're waiting for a call, they are just waiting for a word. It's a lot of waiting around and with no response and no updates. It's very worrying for them.
I totally understand how they feel. We have 80 houses belonging to the council that's lying there ready to be remediated. We can't get that approval from the government to get them 80. That's 80 houses. That's going to be 80 families could be moved into these homes. And we can't get urgency from the government. They start this on their own housing stock. And these families is frustrated. I speak to them every day of the week. And some of the cases, the homes are not fit to be living in. And the council needs to take urgent action. Government needs urgent action. So we're looking for a push here from the council to get this started and notify people where they're at, what's happening next down along the line, and where their homes become available, that these people will be moved.